Hey, this is Ken Jensen. I beat bipolar disorder in an all-natural fashion back in the mid-2000s. And believe it or not, that's not even the coolest part of my story. What I learned through that process and what came next and how that applied to bipolar and why bipolar was ever even part of the process was mind-blowing to say the least. Bipolar has hidden within it strengths. I'm going to show you what I mean and how they've shown up in my life so you can do the same. Welcome, fellow storytellers. This is episode 66, Doug Stanhope, My Dark Muse. How apropos, as I went to record this episode, my mic stand just disintegrates. It pulls apart. I got a boom. And as I pull it to me, it just breaks off. The microphone breaks off. The highly expensive microphone breaks off. And I take the thing apart. I used to be a technician of all sorts. And not that this required any fucking degree in trigonometry or physics. And I see that the highly expensive boom arm, the little thing that holds the cradle with the very heavy microphone in it to the arm, it was barely tack welded in place from the get-go. As I looked at it, there's a hole. Every surface of this little thing that holds the cradle never got welded. There's a little tiny thin thread on two out of the three sides that could have gripped on the exterior, just a hair's worth of weld. The whole rest of the thing was untouched by the molten metal when they, quote unquote, welded this thing together right in the first place. I'm trying to keep my shit together as I do this because, well, there's a lesson, of course. The shit's just going to keep coming. And that was sort of my point. One of my points I was going to get into about my whole last week and a half. I've been under a workload in every area of my life, the likes of which has just been unbelievable. I've been almost delirious with lack of sleep, manageable stress and fatigue every day of this week. And I work harder at home than I do at my day job. Then I had in the back of my mind the last episode I did, I realized I had my mouth too close to the mic. There is something going on with my recording system that I'm lacking a routine, a consistency. There's something that I used to be able to hear that I can't hear anymore. And I got this mixing board that's set up to like run an entire folk art band through, and I don't need it. When I see pros, a lot of them got these much smaller setups and a little mic stand that sits on the table, even Rogan. And I want something like that. I don't like this boom. My eye gets drawn to it. It blocks me when I'm trying to look at my computer. I can't stand it. And it cost me a lot of money back when I had no money. And it got the show rolling. It got three shows rolling, including this one. I got my money's worth out of it, but I'm ready to upgrade, and for the first time in a long time, I can afford to upgrade. Not as nice as I'd like, but nicer than this. And with equipment that is not barely tack welded together. There's if you go to my site, bipolarexcellence.com, you look on this episode, 66. I'm not going to beat this one to death, but my mom I put together a GoFundMe page for my mom. Her house, we had a rebuild going on in the bathroom, and it's still not even done. It's been going on, I don't know, a month and a half at this point. It's still going on. It's starting to really piss us all off. Anyway, in the process, we find out the entire roof shot. Then recently, and that was a huge bill, huge. I'm not going to repeat what's on the GoFundMe. If you go to GoFundMe and just punch up my name, Ken Jensen, you'll see me and my dad with my arm around my dad. You'll know it's me. And so in the middle of all of this, I discover mom's foundation is leaking. I was finding evidence of it, but I couldn't find any water. And I was like, cripes, there's fucking water showing up somewhere, and I can't see where it's coming from. I finally found it. It's substantial. And I'm like, well, great. Now the foundation has to be sealed. She finds out her air conditioning system's on its last legs. That's like $9,000. It's just a bunch of things. Right now, one of the coolest things is between the GoFundMe and this charity called Build Homes for Heroes. There's an actual Homes for Heroes. This isn't that. There's a Build Homes for Heroes. They call me, and they're offering to cover the roof and then some. They usually build entire houses for people, for veterans. And because my dad was a 21-year vet in the Army and I'm a 5-year Marine Gulf War vet, we qualify all the pieces and back. So running the GoFundMe page has been, you're basically building a website. I got it, but there was a lot of things I tested. There was a lot of things I didn't have in place until long after the original furor died down of people donating. And people have been absolutely awesome. We've raised just shy of $10,000 in like, I don't know, a little less than 2 weeks. And then it petered out. And I've been researching that and learning about how to improve the running of a GoFundMe page, plus building things on the page and editing it. And then there's a lot of hoops I had to jump through to satisfy the charity. I'm ready within 24 hours to give them everything they needed. In the process, I found out my dad was missing some very important paperwork, which is just not a thing he would do, missing paperwork. I have a feeling something got donated somewhere to make some other business thing happen, and he never got it back. I don't know. So anyway, my head's full. I've gone on almost no sleep this weekend, and I'm not bitching. I want to make this clear. There's a bitchiness to it. I'm fucking tired, and I'm being wrung out. I'm being wrung out but with everything in my life. But almost all of it is for the best of reasons. And what I've got growing online for Bipolar Excellence, it's starting to take on monster proportions, and I'm starting to get really excited. To wit, I started a YouTube channel. I built one many, many weeks ago, got that fine-tuned, made it look the way I wanted, put all the bits and pieces in that they told me to put. And then I never turned it on. I never added any videos because I didn't have it in me to go up against the internet trolls. I just didn't want to hear it. To get well from bipolar like I did almost 20 years ago, one of the key things I did was to remove negative people from my life. To go public in any way online, but particularly some of the social sites and YouTube, you're just asking for it. You're just bending over, reaching back, pulling the cheeks as wide as they'll go, and just saying, enter roughly here. And I didn't have the guts to do that. Now I don't give a shit. It's going to come. Let's hope not for a whole, not to a large degree, but I just don't care. I'm at a place now where my annoyance at not getting this company to the point that I wanted to as fast as I wanted to, combined with the confidence I've gained just in the last year, based largely in part by what I learned on my day job, I just don't give a shit anymore. I don't look forward to it. I'm going to have my wife read things, and I'm just going to have her, I'll tell her what to write to the positive comments, and we'll just see how it goes. Maybe it won't be as bad as I fear. I just know anonymity brings out the worst in people. Now, as far as the worst in people, that brings us back to Doug Stanhope. Doug Stanhope is a comedian who, he's in a class by himself. There's nobody like him. I have almost never met anyone who's heard of him. I think I have one friend who ended up catching a show with me. We saw Doug together a couple years ago. He was the only one I ever talked to who knew the name when I said it. Doug is fucking dark. He's self-destructive. He's a lot of things. He's weird as shit. He's brilliant. He has a super high vocabulary mixed with a forced oversimplification. When you combine the two, it just makes things funnier. And he's got a bit of an ugly heart that comes from a rational look at a world gone mad. mixed with his own failings as a human being, of which he is completely aware. He's a beautiful mess. I got a cool picture on the website, bipolarexcellence.com. Go to episode 66. You'll see a picture of me and Doug and my brother Randy. We went about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. This show happened. It was before COVID. There's a chick behind me doing something with her tongue that's hot as hell. She was a comedian. She was a disaster. She was a mess. There was three different comedians besides Doug, and they were all their material was nightmarish and hilarious. I remember when we were standing in line to go to the on the autograph line. I remember the nicest little dark gay boy behind me. He told me, he goes, "You made this show." I'm like, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Half the show was just listening to how you laughed." He said it was excellent. It just made the whole damn thing better. That just was like a cherry on top of my whole night. And that was even before we got our autographs from Doug. The reason I bring up Doug is because I have a sense of humor that is a disaster to somebody, particularly if they've never met me. I got to be real careful how much I share. You do that anyway. You got your public persona and you got your private. You say what you say with your friends. You wouldn't dare say in open public, not without context, not without people getting a chance to know you. I got a real severe case of that I constantly have to hold in check. It's not like a struggle it used to be back when I was closer to bipolar and in it. I had no filter. I've learned how to be cooler about my thoughts and opinions and perspectives than that. And I think one of the cool things I want to make clear is you can have that in your makeup and still be a wholesome person doing good and positive, damn near holy things in the world. You can. They don't compete with one another. They just don't. You just have different aspects of your personality that you enjoy expressing and researching and exploring, and that's it. One of the things I don't like about when sometimes when people heal from something, they take it too far. They want to heal absolutely everything, and there's no need. If it works for you and you do this, then fine. Don't change a thing. If you like where it brings you and you have peace, you win. Then do exactly what you're doing. But part of my struggle, as I've done anything online, is like, how much of me do I just put out there? Well, I still have to hold back because I can be insanely raunchy, insanely dark, massively offensive. If you know me and you're in my inner circle, I will have you vomiting blood via laughter because it's a beautiful thing when I do it to an understanding audience. But to the general public, there's no way. There's no way. They'd burn me in effigy somewhere in some city square. But it makes up a huge part of who I am. It flavors everything I share with you guys. It flavors how I got better. It flavors how I move forward. And I do a very, very, very light version of it in my public life, just day to day, and I do it strategically, and I have a great positive effect on people when I give them Ken Light. I have a way of doing it that I'm better at than ever before because I wield it like a sword or a paintbrush. It's my art. I love crafting the perfect flawed sentence, flawed perspective sentence, stretching the line, pushing up against boundaries, saying something maybe you shouldn't quite have said. But if you pitch it just right, it perfectly makes a point and it is received well. Now, depending on whatever you're trying to do in life, you're not going to do like what I'm doing. You're not going to do this. But you need to know it about me for when we work together. I don't want to shock you. I'm not going to hold back as much when we're working together. I'm not going to flood you with that part of me, but I'm just not going to hold back as much as I do on this podcast and anywhere else online. For years, I thought I wanted to be a comic, just on and off. I kept looking at him like, am I a stand-up comic? Do I got what it takes? Because I like working a crowd. I have no stage fright. I don't. And I have a lot of fun with talking to people, but I was like, no, I realized some time ago, no, that whatever I am, that ain't it. I have my moments. I have my moments, and it's when the muse hits, and someone like Doug is one of my muses. Every now and then I remember something that somebody said, like Doug, that's just just the worst and most beautiful thing, and it fits the situation I'm currently in with someone, and I put my twist on it, probably water it down a hair, and then I make the good thing happen from out of that, and I like getting better at it all the time. So that's all I really wanted to say today. I've slept 5 hours in the last 2 days, and I've been on this computer till my feet are swollen, which is starting to piss me off, but I'm almost out the other side of the rabbit hole. My systems are getting stronger. I'm integrating them better. I'm learning faster and faster. I see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I swear it feels like it's only minutes away. I can take whatever I gotta take to push through and turn this beast on bipolar excellence into something that's going to help so many people, which it already is, but it's going to scale. It's going to scale, and it's going to draw people that are hearing an episode like this and be like, geez, that guy Ken, he's my kind of fucked up. I need to work with him, because that's what I say when I hear certain people speak. That very thing. I'm like, geez, I don't know what the fuck happened to him in the past, but he's awesome. He's working on something, even as he tells me this beautiful, wonderful, spiritual thing. I can smell it. There's like, he came through something rough, and I like how he's talking to me right now. And that's what I am to you guys. That's what I want to be. I'm only going to change just so much. There's a way you got to be, but I am not going to water myself down much more than what you're already getting, because it'll just give me heartburn with the attempt. You're either in or you're out. If you're out, there's no hard feelings. We don't match. And I don't care, nor should you. We don't match. Goodbye. I wish you well. But if we do match, my God, are we going to have a good time building out whatever it is you do? Also, I don't do this routine. I don't do it with everything I do constantly as my mouth is working. It's just, it has its moments, and I find it to be very powerful in training and reframing perspectives and making points with crystal clarity so that I can help my people move forward. This is the gift Doug Stanhope has given to me. I believe, see, I can't dare move. And bump this microphone. I was going to punch up Stanhope. I think it's just Stanhope.com is his website. Go see some of his previews, or just go onto YouTube and look up Doug Stanhope. And hopefully, enjoy. I'm going to leave you with that. And you guys, be well.